This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, with the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, cutting away the briars and the brambles and the kudzu and all of those things that clutter up the human heart, all of the riffraff. The Lord will clear all that rubbish away that you might come to know the Lord. We bring into these studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We're coming on down through, making good headway, yet we're not trying to go too fast. And we're looking in our last study there at the fall of Jericho, how that the Lord had ordered the folks or told the folks, march around the city of Jericho 6 times. And then we'll see that. We'll pick that up later in our next study maybe. But listen, we also saw how that the Lord has to break a sinner. Every sinner who ever gets saved, pride must be broken. Self-sufficiency must be broken. Self-righteousness must be broken. Oh, but listen. One or two attitudes an individual will take. Every individual takes. One attitude is, no, sir, it's not for me. If I've got to be humble like the old trailblazer says, I'll go to hell. Listen, I'll just go on to hell. Well, listen, the road's wide open. The Bible says, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Matthew 7:13. I tell you one thing, my friend. You can't defy the Lord. God's word is true. It's eternal. Listen, the most foolish thing I ever heard tell in my life is they say, I'm not coming. I just won't come. I don't want your hellfire and damnation religion. I don't want your blood and guts religion. What will they think of me about me if I tell folks that I'm lost sinner down there where I work at the shop? They'll think that I'm the most foolish devil that ever was. And listen, you expect me to take salvation at the hands of another? Now, that's what they'll think. They'll think you crazy. Sure, that's what they think, but let them think it. That's the reason a lot of folks never get saved. You come up with a certain point, come up against something, you kick the traces over like a Mustang mule. You ever plow a mule? I have. Something crosses their grain, they'll kick a fit, kick out of the traces, and get sideways and crossways. And listen, just like an old sinner, never get to Christ. Now, that's all these poor Jews could do that day, march around the city. 6 days, when they had marched around 6 days, that city was no more near destruction than it was when they started, as far as any signs were concerned. It had not begun to crumble and deteriorate, no. There was no more destruction. It was when they started. They believed the Lord, and on the 7th day, they must have gotten up mighty early. Oh, like a kid, you know, when my dad used to tell us, y'all get up early in the morning, we're going fishing, back on the creek, back there in the woods when we was children. We didn't have no big boat and motor and all that stuff, fly rod and all. We know we had a cane pole with some worm. But my dad said, you boys now, my brother and I, y'all get up early now and milk the cow and get through, and we're going fishing. Boy, you didn't have no trouble. Well, these folks got up early on that 7th day. I believe they did. I believe they believed the Lord. They say, today is the day that Jericho is going to fall. I've always lived with one thought. When I got up in the morning, today is the day the Lord's going to save me when I was under conviction. Today, tonight, I tell folks, don't miss church. Don't miss the services. Don't miss the broadcast. It might be the very day that the Holy Spirit is going to walk the aisles of this chapel here in Walker and save some of our folks. I've seen that happen, my friend. I've seen folks come here looking to the Lord, wanting to be saved, go home a saved individual. That's true. That's true, my friend. But listen, if you don't deliver me today, be tomorrow. But I was expecting. I lived in the eternal now. Now God's going to save me. If he let me go, I'd have gone on to hell. But he gave me grace to trust. Did you know it's grace? It's grace. You didn't have anything to do with it, my friend. Did you know the Lord initiates the work in the salvation of a sinner? You don't have one thing to do with it. You don't. But yet you have a responsibility to come to Christ. You do. You have a responsibility. Now, he gave this new generation faith to trust him, and they did. They did. None of these had come out of Egypt. They were all of that younger generation. And so around and around the city they went. Now, let's notice a little more. And the thing there we see is the difficulties and powerful opposition encountered in the warfare of faith. One will not follow the path of faith very far before he comes to face with challenges of all of his courage and defies all his natural resources and power. As they approached the promised land, they met the Jordan River. They had to go over that river. It was in the path of faith. Well, why don't God take those things out? No, sir. He said, trust me. Trust me. By grace. My grace is sufficient. You ever go there, that verse, my friend? You know where it is? How many of you know where that verse is? My grace is sufficient. That's Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 12:9. You ought to hang that on your refrigerator. Now, I want to show you that you can live by faith and that you can trust him. That's what he's saying. I want y'all to see that you can live by faith. They trusted him. He said, march down to the river. This was before they crossed the Jordan River. And so the priest with the ark marched down to the river. What you going to do? He said, you march down to the river and touch that water with your feet. And when you do, stop. What are you going to do, Lord? I'm going to divide the waters. What is touching that water with my feet have to do with it? Obedience. Oh, my friend, obedience. You know the trailblazer harps on that all the time. Old Saul went down to supposed to follow God's orders and went down to supposed to slay all of the old Agag and all of those people. And he come on back and the prophet met him and he said, Mr. Saul, Brother Saul, what is I hear the blading of the sheep and the lowing of the cattle? He said, oh, these folks here, they brought all the good stuff back for a sacrifice and brought old Agag back here. He said, Saul, oh Saul, the Bible, the Lord says, it's better to obey than to sacrifice. And that's what these folks here had to do. They had to learn to obey. Listen, I believe a sinner comes to the place, if the Lord, whatever the Lord tells you, lays on your heart, that's what you're going to do. Every time you get up and lay down, holler, I'm lost. If that's what the Lord wants you to do, do it. Listen, I've been that way. I've been right there. And when they marched around this river, when they marched down to the River Jordan, touched the water with their feet, they stopped. The water began to divide. The water began to divide. What, Joshua 3:13. That is, the waters ran down, and they stood there, and the water began to pile up. You say that's so crazy, that's so foolish, my friend. Don't say that. God created the heavens and the earth. God flung the stars and the planets out into the universe off the tips of his finger. Did you know the breath that you breathe in is helped by the word of God? You can't wake up in the morning without the presence of God, without the breath of God. My friend, I asked you oftentimes here on the old Trailblazer broadcast, I asked you, when you wake up in the morning, sit on the side of your bed for a minute or two and just say, thank you, Lord, for waking up breathing. Thank you. Did you know the Lord don't have to wake you up? Do you know when you lay down tonight, you may never wake up? Did you know you're only 3 heartbeats away from hell if you're not saved? I've been to places where a man just died. Fireman called me one morning. One of my brother-in-laws had made an emergency call to one of my brother-in-law's house. And I walked in there and I looked at the fireman that I knew and I had a question. He just raked his hand across his throat. He said, he's gone. He sat up on the side of the bed. His wife brought him a cup of coffee. Young man. He laid back over. Dead, dead, dead. My friend, that's not unusual this day and time. Not unusual. I see death on every hand. I see death on every corner. I've never seen such a rash of murders and killings and all of those things that's going on in this world. And then the accidents on the highway. Right here, not far from the chapel, Highway Interstate 12. I think they had 18 wrecks in a month kill people. Oh, but my friend, going out into eternity. When you leave the house this morning, if you're still at home, you better ask the Lord to take care of you. Lord, don't let me die in my sin. Don't let me die in my sin. Old Trailblazer said that I'm only 3 heartbeats away from eternity. Lord, don't let me die. And then when you put your family on the airplane to go somewhere, do you ask the Lord, Lord, take care of them? Lord, go with them. Do you do those things, my friend? Oh, he's just shaw. Oh, shaw, old Trailblazer. You just an old fool, old fogey-eyed fool. Oh, my friend, that won't hold when you get that call. No, I'm just trying to be true to your soul, my friend. But listen, the water began to pile up, and as soon the water was drained down to where they could walk over when they came to Jericho, the same way they met by faith. And so Jericho exits our pathway. Another thought we find here is that Satan's stronghold cannot stand before a people who obey the Lord and who really rely fully upon the living God. That's truth, my friend. To unbelief, those cities might appear to be walled up to the heaven. They had gotten a report there were giants in the land and all of that stuff. But faith laughs at such things, knowing that God has only to breathe upon them and they'll collapse. Walking by faith, trusting by faith. But the outstanding lesson to be learned here from this incident is that which is stated in our text, that the fall of Jericho is attributed to the faith of the believing Israelites, not Joshua's faith. No, look at the verse again. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about for 7 days. Now, my friend, salvation is of the Lord from start to finish. But unbelief is a terrible thing. Can't you just trust the Lord? If folks call me and say, Trailblazer, what is salvation? I want to know. It's trusting the Lord. Trust Him when you get up in the morning. Trust Him when you go to work. Trust Him when you go to bed at night. Trust Him again. Just look into the Lord. Then you go there and read of the mercies of God. Oh, my friend, how the Lord, the promises. That's the reason I recommend that book to you, The Promises of God. If you just search the Scriptures, search them, you find there that Christ died for sinners. That's right, you're a sinner. You'll find that you're a sinner, an old sinner. And you can trust the Lord. I tell you, I stand here as a witness that you can trust the Lord. Am I strong in faith? No, I'm weak as water. My knees knock. When I go in the pulpit, my knees are knocking. But I ask the Lord for strength, for faith. The Lord knows each one of us. I read of an old divine. One time he went up to preach, and when he got up behind the pulpit, he couldn't say a word. He stood there for about 5 minutes and then went and sat down. The Lord just shut his mouth. It broke him. It broke him. It humbled him to know that it's only the grace of God. And I've been there, my friend. But let me ask you this. Would you write to Old Trailblazer? Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you're praying for me. Tell me that you're going to help me support these new stations we're going on. And then remember, my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. And then write and get our magazine. It has a list of all the new stations, and you can send them to your folks over across the country, wherever they are. Maybe they'd like to listen to the Old Trailblazer. Goodbye, and God bless you.